one night I was on a call on Talk Shoe with Obadiah 118, who seems to have disappeared, and Pastor Jeremy Visser, who is around from time to time, calls Martin Lindstedt, and is a genuinely funny guy and a hell of a preacher, but he is a CI preacher, you know, Christian identity preacher, minister, whatever. He ordained me as a Christian identity minister over the phone. I believe he ordained the intern. I don't think he ordained News Guy, but I could be wrong. And he did ordain a couple of other people, but I was ordained in the Christian identity ministry. And Pastor Visser was ordained himself by someone help me in the chat room, the big guy there from Idaho, speaking of Idaho potatoes, not Wesley Swift, Richard Butler. No, tatter flag. I was not John Britton's gay, part Mexican son. I, as you see, I'm spilling on who I was. If I was him, I would let you know. I do know it was a troll, but I was not the guy. I did not do that piece of work, which was a really good piece of work. But, I lost track now. I was talking about, the Idaho potato farmer. So anyway, one night we were in a chat in Jeremy, Pastor Visser, and Obadiah 118. Obadiah 118 was like a Christian identity obsessive from Australia. And he was really hardcore. And one night we were just having a basic conversation, not about religion, in his chat room. And Pastor Visser was participating in it. And in that chat room was myself, in the call actually, was myself, News Guy, and UF. And I don't think people on Spreaker know who UF is, but he's UF. He's known as Unknown Fucktard. He's also known as Puffy. If you ever see that name come up in the conversations, UF Puffy. He probably has about 20 other different names. Lives in Oklahoma. Huge Oklahoma Thunder fan. Claims to have season tickets, and he's probably crying today because even though none of us are, I don't really follow basketball, his Thunder were eliminated from the NBA playoffs last night. So he's probably not, if he's as big an Oklahoma City Thunder fan as he claims to be, if that's even the team's name, he's probably bummed out right now. But anyway, so it's me, News Guy, UF, maybe someone else, Pastor Visser and Obadiah in this call in Pastor Visser's show. And I forget what they called it, but it was basically the Pastor Visser and the Obadiah 118 show. And, you know, whatever we were talking about was just general. And Pastor Visser is way, way cooler than this Obadiah. You know, I have spoken to Pastor Visser kind of offline after he took over one of T. Idaho's shows one day, which if the archive is there, that's a great, great troll or whatever you want to call it. Visser kind of took over this guy's show. I don't know how he did it, but he did about a half hour speech on choosing, you know, T.I. or perp, you know, and it was a joke. He has a sense of humor. He's a funny guy. And he knows a lot of stuff about movies and stuff like that. So guest 11 here, because I'm spending most of my time in the Talk Show chat room. You're right. Visser is cool and has a sense of humor. Obadiah had absolutely no sense of humor. And when we finished this phone call, Obadiah said he didn't want me or News Guy calling in again because I've said I'm Jewish, you know, and I've said that from like day one, you know. I can qualify that if I need to by the fact, yes, both my parents were Jewish. I was raised in a household that celebrated, you know, the major Jewish holidays. But once I left on my own, I chose not to participate in the religion. You know, certain things just didn't float my boat. Actually, no religion has caught my attention. You know, I don't know if I'm an agnostic or an atheist, but I am not a believer in the Jewish religion. And if it is the one true religion and they are the chosen people, well, then I guess I'm going to go to hell. But anyway, I've never made a secret about the fact that I was raised in a Jewish family. My mother was Jewish. I'm Jewish. So, you know, Obadiah and Visser, or Visser, you know, knowing that, and Obadiah, somehow they knew I was Jewish. They also assumed News Guy was Jewish. Now, News Guy's never admitted to being Jewish. His name, you know, his name, which he's protected himself very well, very, very well, which means he has to always, which I think at least, has to always kind of have in the back of mind the possibility of doxing. But a guy named Peter Goodman from New York, you know, that kind of leans toward him being Jewish. So Obadiah said that me and News Guy could not call in anymore because he didn't want Jews in his on his calls or in his chat room. So, of course, that pissed me off because, you know, I'm listening to your show. Visser's cool. You're a bit of an asshole, but who are you to, you know, I don't like censoring. That's what, you know, that's why this thing started with, I'm getting back to the situation, but, you know, that's when this situation started with bad blood between myself and Debbie Daly, because she basically told me that I could not listen to Angela Truth. Like, I was banned from listening to Angela Truth. And then one night I listened to Angela Truth, because how am I going to make a judgment on somebody if I listen to this woman and don't listen to Angela Truth? How am I supposed to make a judgment on why I should or shouldn't be listening to her? So on Spreaker, when you follow someone, it comes up on your friend's Facebook page, the shows you listen to. And at the time, I was Facebook friends with Debbie, and, you know, at some point on her wall, it probably said Paul Dembski listened to a podcast on Spreaker, and one of those podcasts was Angela Truth. So I instantly became like a traitor. I swallowed the Kool-Aid, drank the Kool-Aid, and was kind of like, yeah, Cowpoke, I'm not taking calls today. I'm just kind of bullshitting, playing some comedy. But yeah, so I broke the cardinal rule of not listening to Angela Truth. And after that, I was told I drank the Kool-Aid, and Debbie started getting a little wonky. And I thought it was in my best interest to kind of eliminate her from any access to any of my social media stuff. But what I'm going with that is I don't like being censored. So the fact that Obadiah told us we couldn't call anymore just made it more of a challenge, or more, you know, because you're telling me not to call, I'm going to call. And even though you're not going to let me through if it says P. Dembski 1 in there, I'm going to get through. So I became this Idaho potato farmer. And I did wait 2 hours. They finally let me on, and I trolled them. I trolled Obadiah and Pastor Visser, told them that I was, once again, an Idaho potato farmer, and we're looking to help out the white nationalist community here in Idaho. And, you know, if you want to come pick potatoes on my farm, you can take potatoes and it'll help your families. And I did kind of a foghorn leghorn kind of thing, boy, like, you come pick the potatoes and you can have them. And they let the conversation go on. They didn't realize it was a troll, I don't believe, but I don't have it downloaded. So, you know, he tried to censor me. I got through.